Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, August 30th. South Bruce OPP are looking for a missing couple who may be driving. They say yesterday, Brian and Janice left their home in Huron, Kinloss, driving a white 2017 Ford Escape with the plate CVBM187. The couple were headed to Flesherton but did not make it to their destination and have not returned home to Huron, Kinloss. 74-year-old Brian is 6'3" with blue eyes, and 75-year-old Janice is 5'8" with blue eyes. You can find their picture on our Bayshore News website. Grey Bruce OPP say two people have been seriously injured in a collision in Grey Highlands. OPP say yesterday at about 2:30 in the afternoon, Meaford firefighters, OPP, and Grey County paramedics responded to a report of a serious collision involving two vehicles. Police say two people have been transported to a trauma center with serious injuries. Grey Road 40 and 7th Line were closed yesterday for the collision investigation. They've reopened. Anyone with information related to the crash is asked to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. The water at the beach in Southampton has been posted unsafe for swimming as we head into the long weekend. Grey Bruce Public Health says water sampling results show bacteria levels over Ministry of Health standards, which means you are at an increased risk of getting sick or an infection. The health unit says you shouldn't swim or let pets drink or play in the water until the no swimming advisory is lifted. They plan to take new samples from the Southampton beach early next week. An Owen Sound woman is celebrating a $50,000 lottery prize win. Teresa Coltis won the top prize with Instant Crossword. The great-grandmother says she plans to appreciate the win for all it's worth. The winning ticket was purchased at Winbur Mart on 2nd Avenue East in Owen Sound. There's a car show and party planned outside the Blockbuster on the edge of Owen Sound tonight. Organizer Tom Picorni.
We'd like people to leave with memories and take great pictures, because who knows how long the building will be standing for. So that's kind of the primary format of how we'd like to set it up and have people, when they're done, at least have a lot of, you know, great pictures of their experience.
Picorni says it's primarily a car show focused on cars from 1985 to 2010 to reflect the time when Blockbuster was thriving. The event starts at 4 this afternoon and goes until 10 if the weather is good. Time now for a check on sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Blue Jays took the finale against the Red Sox 2-0. Bowden Francis was excellent again. He allowed just one hit in 7 innings, and he's looked like an ace in his last 4 starts. Jays are in Minnesota tonight. Gabriel Diallo from Montreal had to go through qualifying to get into the U.S. Open. Now he's into the third round after a 4-set win over Arthur Fils. Diallo plays 14th seed Tommy Paul on Saturday. Big upset on the men's side. Carlos Alcaraz, the French Open and Wimbledon champ, lost in straight sets to Botic van de Zandschulp. The San Francisco 49ers and receiver Brandon Ayuk agreed to a 4-year, $120 million deal. And Steph Curry signed a 1-year extension worth nearly $63 million that will keep him in Golden State to the end of the 26-27 season. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Taking a look at the Fairmount Security Services Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular leaderboard, Fairmount, a proud supporter of Sydenham Sportsman Club events. No change atop the leaderboard on what was a windy day Thursday, with fewer fish entered because of it. Brandon Strain of Sauble Beach and Angela Moore of Owen Sound continue to hold the heaviest salmon and trout, 24.06 and 19.14 pounds. Julian Sinclair and Steve Bowerman have the top rainbow and brown trouts, 12.72 and 9.79. On the day, Kevin Bechamp of Williamsford had the heaviest salmon at 22.49, and Jamie Ellis of Chatsworth had the top trout of the day at 14.74. In other local sports, the Owen Sound Bay Sox continue their semifinal. Fred Wallace has more.
The Owen Sound Bay Sox and New Lowell Knights played to a 3-3 tie in Game 5 of their best-of-5 series. The Bay Sox would tie the game in the bottom of the 7th and left the potential winning run stranded at 3rd when the final out was made. Game 6 in this extended series now slotted for Monday in New Lowell. Fred Wallace, Tom Williams Park, Owen Sound.
Thanks, Fred. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. A 30% chance of showers or a thunderstorm late this afternoon. 40-kilometer wind gusts, a high of 28, the humidex 36, showers ending overnight and a low of 16. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 23, feeling like 28. A chance of showers Sunday, a high of 18. Sunny on Monday and a high of 18. Right now it's 17 degrees in Tobermory, 14 in Walkerton, and it's 13 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.